In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. The kingdom of God. It's what everybody in our world was seeking. And so the Pharisees came up to Jesus and they asked him, when, where, how? Tell us what it's going to look like when God's kingdom unfolds. Where will we see it? How will we know to find it? Jesus responded, the kingdom of God will not come through your organizations, through your institutions, through your hierarchies, through your governments. He said, the kingdom of God, if you only had the eyes to see, is already present within you, among you, who are filled by my Spirit, who are listening to my word and obeying it. And then Jesus brought up one of those legends, Sodom and Gomorrah. It was a legend among our people. We had all heard about it as little children. It was the great cautionary tale. This great civilization that used to occupy the lands around the Dead Sea. Sodom and Gomorrah were the great twin cities, but there were many other cities that were a part of this great and magnificent civilization in the time of Abraham, our great forefather. And it was Abraham's nephew Lot who had lived within this great civilization at the time of its destruction. The rabbis in our culture had passed along an oral tradition in their Mishnah about what Sodom and Gomorrah, about what they were in their essence. This line came to us through our rabbis. The people of Sodom thought this way. What is mine is mine. What is yours is yours. This, our rabbis taught us, was the great sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. And our prophet Ezekiel had affirmed this when he said that our sister Sodom, her sin was her arrogance, her prosperity, and a refusal to share with the poor and the needy. This is a hard cautionary tale for us to stomach. What is mine, and what is yours, seems like the foundation of responsible, everyday, common sense wisdom. What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. But our rabbis insisted that this was what brought down Sodom and Gomorrah in a great ball of flame. We assumed that the sins of Sodom had to be something far more grotesque than this everyday reality. We assumed that they must have just been greedy beyond all comprehension. But instead, it was insisted to us, what is mine is mine, what is yours, was the great sin. And so Jesus brought up Sodom and Gomorrah for us, reminding us of its destruction. And how in that time, Abraham had begged to the Lord, begged him to save Sodom and Gomorrah if there were only but 50 righteous people who weren't living in this what mine is mine and what's yours is yours mentality. And the Lord had insisted, for 50 people, I would save the city. I would save the entire civilization. And then Abraham said, but what about 40? If there were 40, would you save Sodom and Gomorrah? And the Lord said, absolutely, for 40. What about 30, Abraham insisted. Yes, the Lord said, for 30. What about 20? Yes, for 20. Lord, if there were but 10, would you save the civilization for their sake? The Lord said, absolutely. But there weren't 10. Lot had a hard enough time getting his own wife and daughters to leave. When he had begged his son-in-laws, married to his daughters, to leave, they thought he was joking. No way our great civilization could come crashing down. Sodom and Gomorrah was the dream. Everyone wanted to be living in Sodom and Gomorrah. It was the pinnacle of prosperity. Everyone was thriving. But they were thriving on the backs of poor people all around them, not allowed to come within their walls. These poor people supported the prosperity and wealth of their mentality. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. And so Lot fled with his wife and his daughters. And on the way out, Lot's wife looked back. And Jesus told us, remember Lot's wife. The Lord is calling you out of the way of civilization, out of this mentality of what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. You have to leave that behind. You must not look back at that mentality. For when Lot's wife looked back, she was caught up in the destruction. And she became a pillar of salt, obliterated by the fires and brimstone falling from heaven. This is a haunting, haunting call to us from Jesus. We wanted to look back every moment. Our whole journey with Jesus was one of wanting to look over our shoulders, and honestly, we had been. And Jesus was telling us to be thankful we hadn't yet been caught up in destruction every time we looked over our shoulders, back at the lives we had left behind, at the lives we were leaving behind to walk with Jesus. If we were honest, our minds wandered back to the days of being fishermen, of days of other jobs among us, of tax collector and other occupations, and we looked back at times thinking, are we making the right decision to leave that kind of world behind? Jesus was warning us, don't look back. Keep your eyes focused on what is ahead. That mentality, that disposition of your heart that you are leaving behind, you must not look back, for if you get caught back up in it again, you may be destroyed. So walk away, Jesus said, when you are called out of the world and all of its ways of civilization, don't go back for anything. Keep your eyes focused on the Lord. Press forward with an urgency. For that mentality that builds the great civilizations of our world, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours, Jesus says, is coming to destruction. Whether it's a great flood like Noah or whether it's fire from heaven like Sodom and Gomorrah, we must not think that the Lord is joking like Lot's son-in-laws did. The destruction will come. Not just a metaphorical destruction, a great physical destruction will come upon the mentality of what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. And so instead, Jesus was inviting us into a different way of thinking, a different way of being in our hearts. And he was saying, this was the kingdom of God. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah thought they had established the kingdom of God, a prosperous civilization, this island of prosperity and wealth in the middle of a world full of pain. They thought they had made it. This was the kingdom of God, a perfect government and institution and reality separated from the world. And instead, Jesus said, no, that was destruction. Instead, the kingdom of God is within you if you would just be changed, transformed. Let go of what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours, and instead realize it's all the Father's. It's all ours. What's mine is yours. What's yours is God's. This Jesus was inviting us to leave behind. This mentality was corrupting us and destroying us as individuals and on a social, cultural level. We needed to walk away and not look back from this mentality. It seemed responsible, but it was irresponsible. It seemed like it brought prosperity to the world, but it was bringing destruction. The kingdom of God is not going to be established through our institutions, our governments, our organizations. It's already here. The word of God is at work among you. Within your hearts, you are the beginning of the kingdom of God. As you let go of that mentality, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours, and begin to walk with the Lord with generosity, sharing, giving. It is more blessed to give than to receive and to take. So may we share in the kingdom of God that is already being born in our midst. May we live it among us. May we share it with the world around us. We don't need to work to build up the kingdom of God. We simply need to accept its reality. Jesus has brought it among us. May we live moving forward towards Jesus and his kingdom, never looking back at those old ways of self-destruction. Amen.